you know, I thought tonight was a good first scrimmage. Got, you know, a little over 100 plays. Got some, you know, some live special teams work that is something we wanted to be able to introduce a little bit more with our return games. You're really trying to push those. I thought there was some really good work that that showed up there. You know, the investment that we're making when it comes to the fundamentals aspect of it. You know, putting some of the you know, different returners and guys competing in those roles. I thought that was some great work this evening. You know, it was good back and forth. I thought our first defense, you know, really flew around to the ball. You were, you know, made some great plays. You know, I thought, you know, there was a good balance. You know, I mentioned the other day we had a few linemen that were down, and so it really got it kind of forced, you know, some of the newcomers and younger guys to be thrown into the action. I thought it was, you know, all in all, the defense started really fast. You know, offense, you know, responded. You've got to continue to work on the consistency. Had a couple of big plays that were able to hit down the field. I thought, you know, Deuce Spann was a guy that really showed up tonight. I thought he had collectively, you know, probably his best day, which was good to see. You know, showcasing his speed. You know, caught the ball well. You did a nice job in the return game. He was just somebody that really stood out. I thought Tatum Bethune, you know, flew around all over. You know, our defensive line was impactful. You know, I thought our running backs did a really nice job, you know, running tough, running hard, you know, in between the tackles, but also, you know, when they got on the perimeter, we were able to make some guys miss, and we had some explosives there in the run game. So, you know, be able to go back and watch all the film, but on the field and the flow of it, you know, I thought there were some good things that showed up. You know, your offense got stalled out in the red zone a few times, which was really good job by the defense. You know, but just some missed opportunities that showed up on both sides of the ball. But you know, I was pleased with the first scrimmage. I thought we got good work, and you know, it'll be a great evaluation as we move into this next week.
And like for the first scrimmage, did you feel like you guys were where you want to be at after being, you know, 8 or 9 practices in the fall camp?
Yeah, you know, and I'll say, you know, day 6, practice 6, you know, we got some really good series work, you know, about a third of the practice, which was good to kind of see where guys were. You know, today, you know, obviously full pads, everybody was live but the quarterback. You know, it was, I thought the overall, you know, function of what we were trying to do. Like I said, it has some guys that were, you know, thrust into, you know, probably more advanced roles due to some injuries. But I like all in all where what I saw and where we are. You know, obviously a lot of things to clean up with a first scrimmage, but it was good, especially for some of these newcomers. You know, being able to get the opportunity to go out there and showcase exactly where they are, and we got some newcomers that are going to help this team, and that's exciting. You know, unfortunately with lightning in the area, we weren't able to be in Doak, so we had to go into the indoor, which was unfortunate. And I'm going to try to look at this week's schedule to see if we can get you know, get in there a little bit before we head to Jacksonville. But you know, I thought it was a good start. You know, we're able to present a lot of different looks, you know, on both sides of the ball, you know, live out situations. And, you know, like I said, the mistakes that were made are things that we definitely will get to correct. And, you know, in all phases of it, you know, having ACC officials here, you know, was something that was good for our guys. You know, had a few issues that showed up, and, you know, obviously very correctable and things we're going to continue to work on.
Mike, you mentioned some of the running backs turned in big plays. Was it a group effort? Was there anybody specific that stood out?
You know, it really was. I think you know, all each of them you know, had their moments, and you all had you know, plays where they were, you know, made, you know, like I said, made people miss, ran for tough yards. You know, continued to, you know, turned our legs and you know, create a little bit of the extra yardage, you know, times when there were and was not space. And you know, I like that group, and I like the toughness and mentality that they have. They were able to create some things on their own, and then, you know, obviously when they got a seam, they were able to make some things happen as well. So it was I thought all in all, a pretty good day for them. I mean, you know, Rodney is a young freshman. You know, hit a couple of explosive plays. You know, Trey Benson is continuing to get better. You know, Trayshawn Ward had, you know, a really good night, as well as LT. I thought, you know, CJ Campbell was unavailable tonight. So, you know, really it was those guys. And, you know, we're continuing to mix. I know you guys saw it, but Ja'Kai Douglas, you know, is a guy that can kind of do a lot of different things. So we got him some work in the backfield, and, you know, that showed up as well.
Yeah, Mike, you talked about a Deuce Spann having a big day. I guess talk about what he can do for this offense, and also any other. And I know it's hard to single out Deuce. You know, we want you to. But were there any other receivers that stood out that made big plays down the field for you guys?
You know, I mean, there were some really good catches. I know Micah Pittman had a really good catch. You know, Pokey had a couple of great plays. You know, one a couple third down. You know, big catches, explosive down the field. I mean, it's, you know, each of them had their moments. You know, to go back and watch it, I mean, it's, you know, those are ones that kind of just jump out. But, you know, we did have some missed opportunities and things we got to continue to clean up, you know, within that. But, you know, I like that group. I mean, I think it's the potential, you know, the way that they've been showing up at practice, the continued you know, investment in the fundamentals and technique. I mean, it's, I think that group, you know, guys like Johnny and Malik, I mean, they've been so consistent throughout a fall camp so far, and really playing at a high level. So it was good just to see, you know, that whole group continue to emerge.
Next will be Kurt Weiler from the Osceola.
You talked about the defense. I guess how much rotating in was there first to second team, and who really popped along with, I know, the guys you mentioned there so far, maybe in the secondary?
Yeah, you know, we rolled guys pretty good. I mean, we wanted to, you know, see different combinations, you know, give guys an opportunity to go out there, especially some of the young guys. I mean, you know, Sam McCall came up with an interception tonight. You know, I think it was one of his first plays. And, you know, I've been teasing with Sam. You know, I was been waiting. And, you know, he got the first opportunity of the ball thrown his way, and he was able to make a great interception. You know, I think, you know, as you see guys continue, you know, just playing faster, and you know, the communication with that first group, you know, guys like Duke Cooper, you know, Renardo Green, I think, is really, you know, doing some nice things. You see him continue to flash, you know, all over the field. You know, Jerrion Jones, you know, was really good. You would talk about the safeties. I mean, that, you know, that whole group is so much competition in it, that I feel confident just as they roll, you know, whether it's ones or twos. I mean, we've got a good amount of depth, and, you know, just that competitive where if a guy does go down or needs a play, I mean, we've got some very you know, quality competitors that are making their impact, you know, in that secondary.
Next will be Brennan Sinone,
Knowles 247. Mike, how would you assess the quarterback play today, and specifically with AJ Duffy with his first, you know, full line of scrimmage? I guess how did he? Obviously, he had one in the spring too, but here in the preseason, I guess how did he look?
Yeah, you know, AJ, I'd say the first couple of plays were not the best. It had an early pick, you know, as a decision that, you know, you'd like him to, you know, probably continue on with the progression. But what I loved about today, you know, and it was one of the things that we challenged him, you know, he's had so much growth throughout spring ball and fall camp. And even though he didn't start well today, you know, he responded and, you know, was able to make a couple big throws. You know, he hit the deep pass to Deuce. I mean, you couldn't have placed the ball any better than what he did, you know, down the field. You saw him kind of, you know, calm down as the scrimmage went on, and that's what I wanted to see. And, you know, he's the first to know the things that he has to improve and the things that he's got to do, you know, and to be able to transition from what was a rocky start to, you know, ended up being, I think, a very productive, you know, scrimmage for him. It was good to see. I thought Tate continues to get better. I mean, he located the ball, was able to do some really good things. I thought Jordan, you know, was able to move the ball, made some really nice throws. I mean, it was – I like that group. I like the direction that they're going, and you know, it's as much as anything else, just their response when maybe something doesn't go right, you know, around them. You know, just how they're able to move to the next play and keep this, you know, keep the offense rolling.
Next would be Aslan Hajimandi from Moortown.
Coach, you mentioned Tatum Bethune. Are you starting to kind of get a picture now, along with spring practice, of what your linebacker core is going to be able to do for your defense? And can you talk about what Tatum and an improved Kalen DeLoach is going to be able to do for the defense this season, you feel?
Yeah, and I think when you look at, you know, an improved Amari Gaynor, improved DJ Lundy, you know, Omar Graham, you know, Stephen Dix. I mean, you know, I tell you, Brennan Gant showed up. I mean, he's done some great things with his body, too. You know, he's probably put on 10 to 15 pounds. He's, you know, just – really, I saw him fly around tonight, and yeah, I think that group, that Coach Shannon is doing a really good job with them. You know, Tatum, I think, is a special player. I mean, Kalen, you know, is you know, you saw some of the things he was capable of last year as he settled in, and you know, he's really you know, pushing himself to take his game to the next level. And you know, I like that. I like the group. I like the competitiveness. You know, I like the depth that we've been able to establish. You know, you know, young players like Omar Graham, that, you know, all of these reps that he gets, you know, are huge because he's a very talented young man. But I do like the steps that we're seeing from our linebacking core.
We'll go back to Matt Marshall.
I wanted to ask, what kind of identity do you see this team taking on this year? Where have you seen some growth for some of these guys leading to that identity you want to see?
You know, it's a daily process to establish that. And like I told him before we got on the field and then afterwards, you know, what you see is where you are. And, you know, I see a team that, you know, they are working. And, you know, they I like the mentality. We continue to push the mentality. You know, the competitiveness, you know, these guys, they want to win. And they want to win being their best. And you know, the physicality, the toughness, you know, continuing to, you know, we talk about the Noel way. We want to play smart, we want to play fast, we want to play physical, and we want to be a team that finishes. And, you know, that's, you know, those are the steps that we're working to take. And, you know, when I see the investment, when I see guys, you know, they're putting in the extra time to understand the situations, understand, you know, the schemes, the concepts, the details, the fundamentals. You know, it's encouraging. And then you start to see him play faster. You see the explosive plays that are coming up, offense, defense, and special teams. You see the physicality and toughness. You know, we're going to work. And, you know, that's – you see that competition is definitely pushing guys, you know, on a daily basis. So, you know, that's where we're headed. And, you know, we've got a few weeks before we get to kick it off. But, you know, every day we got to get closer. And, you know, this next week's going to be big with us, you know, coming back, grading and evaluating the scrimmage. You know, there's going to be some guys that'll be moving around, getting more opportunities. You know, and then we get to go to Jacksonville this week, which can be great for our team and continuing to build upon establishing that identity. And so I'll be praying most of the week that it gets really hot and humid over in Jacksonville, because you know, I'm looking forward to continuing to forge this team together.
All right, we're gonna do the three more that have their hands raised. We'll go back to Corey.
Yeah, Mike, how much work do you get on returns, like live returns and special teams in a scrimmage? And is that the gauge you guys use to choose who your returners are going to be in the fall? And last question, did anybody stand out in that regard today?
Yeah, you know, it was we actually did more live returns than we've done. You know, it was something that, you know, Coach JP and I, we talked about in the off season, and, you know, our return game has not been where we want it to be. And we know that we needed that spark. And our guys, they work really hard in the fundamental. We make a lot of investment in that. But, you know, try to give guys that, you know, are trying to establish that role, you know, give them the opportunity to show it. And, you know, I definitely thought there were some great things. Like I said, I mentioned Deuce earlier. You know, he had a big return that was, I mean, it looked good. And, yeah, I thought the 10 other guys were out there, were busting their tails, you know, trying to create seams. You know, I thought Micah had a couple of good returns. You know, we got Sam McCall back there. You know, it was, I mean, it was – we're looking at a lot of different guys. And, you know, it's not just what we're doing today. You know, we have, drills and things that we do throughout the course of normal practices to see those reactionary movements and, you know, what guys do with the ball in their hands, the decision that they make. But, we're continuing to push that. And, but I like the work we got tonight.
You talked about the offensive line kind of having to move some guys around. How did you see that unit, maybe not how it's always been assembled, respond? And who did you see? Who in the defensive line did anybody really take advantage of that situation?
You know, I mean, it was, especially when you're talking about the guys up front, I mean, it was a kind of a mixed bag in a lot of sense. You know, guys moving guys around, you're trying to look at different combinations. I mean, it was some uncomfortable moments for especially probably some of the newcomers or the, you know, some of the guys that are the younger guys on the O-line. But, I think all that work is there to benefit them. And, I thought the defensive line was aggressive. I saw Jared Jackson getting in, makes some plays. Jared Verse, continues to flash and show show the ability. What I love is, you see the strength of physicality, but I love the effort that he plays with. I mean, that was when you see guys that are playing with that relentless mindset. I mean, it's definitely encouraging, and something that as you watch it, it inspires others. And I thought our defensive line did a good job tonight, and we were able to create some negative plays. But I'll be able to get a better sense of that just going back and watching it with a play in play out basis.
All right, last one will be Brendan.
With Duspan, you mentioned his ability to get deep and to stretch the field that way. Is it purely his speed that was stood out today, or is he, I guess, growing and building on other aspects of his game as well as a receiver right now?
Yeah, I mean, when you have size, speed, strength, I mean, all those are good combinations that help put you in a good position to be successful. And to see him, capitalize on that, making a tough catches down the field, being able to, when he got the ball in his hands, there on a shorter intermediate play to see that explosiveness, it's encouraging. And, we continue to challenge. Deuce is such a great young man, and he wants to be great. Even through the lessons that he's learning, he's so new to the position, but you're seeing the application. And to have a day like today where he really rose up, and, I was proud of him. And, like I said, there's a lot of competition in that room, and, seeing those guys play off of each other, but competing with each other is impressive.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, Adam. In general, how did you feel your defense perform for being the first scrimmage of the preseason?
I thought our defense played fast. We missed way too many tackles, but I thought the communication and the volume of things that we tried to get done today, I thought we accomplished a lot of positives. We hit the rep count for all the people we want to hit the rep count for, but our tackling needs to improve.
Anything else for Coach Fuller? Okay, Brendan?
A couple of minutes ago, Coach Norvell mentioned Tatum Bethune specifically in his, his steady play throughout camp and since his arrival. Darius, what did you see from him today specifically, and what has he kind of done for the linebacking corps since his arrival, Adam?
Yeah, he flashed today. I mean, his physicality on these days of scrimmages definitely show up. He's got, he's a really good player. He's mature, smart, has really good acceleration, has a good command of things. I love when he asks questions because, he's very simple in his asking. It's not like, he'll ask very direct questions. And you give him one word, and you give him something that it can attach, something that he can assimilate it to, and he's got it. And it's fun for a coach because he'll ask a question. He'll say, well, Tate, it's like this. I don't understand. It's like this. Okay, perfect. I got it now. And you can really glue together his knowledge. And, I love coaching guys like that. And he's been really good for us.
Matt Michelle with the Sentinel.
Adam, Coach Norvell said that the secondary's had a really good competition so far. What have you seen out of that group, of the defensive backs, and what has stood out for you?
We're developing depth, which is great, but we want to establish unbelievable consistency at a high level. We want to compete for every single ball. We're going to play tight coverage. We're going to get bodies on bodies. We've got to be really connected in our pass offs. We got to play with better leverage overall. But you know, we're repping three groups, and you know, we're playing, you know, 15 different guys, sometimes 16, 17, and so, you know, but that's what camp is about. It's about putting guys in situations, giving them reps. I think our safety's got to continue to take ownership of the defense just because of where they're aligned. I think we got to improve with that. But I do like the depth. You know, I like the execution. We're putting, you know, a good amount on these guys' plates. We try to have a lot of same-as concepts, but we just got to stay a little bit more tighter in our connection with some of the pass-offs. But you know, I thought our guys went out there, and I thought they competed, and you know, I think they're trying to do the little things to gain an edge. So those are positive steps.
Chris?
Coach Norvell mentioned Sam McCall getting a takeaway there early in practice today. How has he continued to develop, and what is it that he needs to do to take the next step?
A takeaway, Chris. I really respect the way you delivered that question. Much respect, my friend. That was a great play. I mean, it was on our sideline. I mean, that looked like a veteran play. I mean, the interceptions that Sam makes, I mean, they look like real plays. And, you know, he high points balls. He's got great body control when he goes up. And probably as good of a play, it's not as impactful, but he made one tackle on our sideline on a ball that bounced. And, I mean, it was chest to chest. He ran his feet, you know. So it was really good to see him have some real positive plays today. You know, excited about getting back to work with him tomorrow.
Hey, Coach, Tatum's sort of emergence, his presence, and Kalen's development, is that going to allow you to do something different this season, or will you just have more confidence in what you're calling because of those guys and how much better they are?
Oh, no, it can allow you to be more multiple. You know, even today, there was a rep with Kalen that, you know, there's certain sets that you tell them to align in different ways based off of fronts and offensive identification sets. And Kalen was a little bit unsure, and he's lining up, and I'm trying to yell at him and try to get him his attention. And even though he just stuck to his base rules, but how he reacted based off his alignment was perfect, you know. So he understands. Like I said, we're putting a lot on those guys, and they're handling. I think Randy's doing a nice job with those backers. They understand the total package, and you know, especially those two, got a lot of confidence in the way that room is developing. And you know, it's one thing to get us lined up, get us in the right calls, take charge in the middle of the defense, but then we got to go have some production too, and guys that go get guys on the ground, make flash plays, just find ways to impact winning. And I think that position is coming along.
Talking to Coach Woodson earlier this week, he talked about obviously Azari has stood out again as he did in the spring, but he was excited to see how he handled pads and how he handled the scrimmage. I guess I know the film will tell more, but what did you see from him?
Azari did some nice things. These freshmen that are able to graduate early have a leg up, and you know, Azari has definitely taken advantage of that time. You know, these next couple weeks are still critical for him. You know, he's getting a lot of snaps. He's got high standards for himself. He's mature. He's confident in coverage. And, you know, just got to keep taking steps with Azaria. And But I am excited about where he's at in his development.
Austin?
Hey, Coach, hope you're doing well. Outside of Fabian Love and Robert Cooper, kind of like the second team, third team defensive tackles, what did you see from there today in the scrimmage?
Well, Austin, I am doing well. I appreciate you asking. You know, I think Jarrett Jackson flashed today. You know, he really showed up. You know, he's been pushing through, and, you know, I think he's got a really high ceiling. I think, you know, with having Fabian and Coop ahead of him, you know, it helps drive him, and, you know, he shouldn't take a back seat to anybody. Malcolm Ray has continued to make strides. You know, he had a lot of impact with us last year, and he's carried that momentum. Josh Farmer is somebody that, you know, we redshirted last year because he had some development, had some injuries he had to get over. But he's got all the tools, and he's got the right mindset. Odell's doing a really good job with him. And then we've got the young guys, and Daniel and Bishop. that continue to grow. Daniel's making some real good strides, and you know, Bishop, a little bit more up and down, but he definitely has some flash plays where you're glad he's here. But those positions are made to, you know, develop. You need those reps. You need that constant push and find ways that just making plays isn't really what it's all about. It's about, you know, doing the little things so that when you play against good players, technique wins. And Odell's the best in the business, and he keeps building that group.
Brendan?
When a player like Sam McCall has a performance like how he did today in a scrimmage setting, is that, as you kind of look at how guys are going to divvy up reps moving forward, does that earn more playing time? I guess does a scrimmage performance weighed a little bit more heavily than, say, just a standard practice in that sense?
I think you have more to evaluate. I think, you know, just the body of work in a scrimmage, they play more plays consecutively. It's more real, right? It's not scripted. And so I don't know if it weighs more heavily. We are a very process-oriented coaching staff that, you know, you do great things great for one day, but I want to see what you do over the course of time, because that's what usually lasts, and that's usually what you'll get, you know, when it comes down to those winning moments. But, you know, for guys to play, step up big in scrimmages, you know, I think that tells you something, and it's worth the investment of time because you know what's in there. And so, you know, Sam had two really good plays tonight. You know, what he did on all the other things, you know, we got to kind of, you know, coach him up on. But, you know, that one reception, that one crack replace tackle were really good plays by him.
Aswan?
Jarian and Greedy, can you assess their play? And also your thoughts on the addition of Malik Feaster to your guys' back end?
Yeah, J-Dub, you know, he's playing as good a football as he's played since he's been here. And, you know, he's healthy. He's taken the coaching. You're seeing technique show up. And, you know, that's a position now. Speed gets on you quick. And if you don't rely on your technique and believe in your technique, you know, you end up being in a reactionary position. And, you know, J-Dub's really done a good job. You know, we've repped him some at nickel. I think giving him more of a role has helped him get better at his focus. And I think him being healthy is a big thing, too. You know, Greedy, you know, he's got some feistiness to him. He's got really good change of direction. Those two are definitely competing for roles, you know, to help at nickel, but also at field corner. So, you know, I think they're both doing some really good things. But, you know, that's going to be a long process with that group. And, you know, looking forward to working with both of them here in the corrections tomorrow.
Logan?
No, I didn't finish. He asked me three things. I didn't get to the Malik one. Do I get to go back?
Yeah, we'll go.
Aslan, I didn't cut you off, but you did ask three. Like, there's a lot of questions in the one question.
You can keep answering it.
Okay, I don't see them. Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Aslan's somebody I like to see when I talk to.
Felix Mutual Coach.
Yeah, there you are. You're looking great. Yep. You know, Malik got here. We're still getting – he's here, but he's got there's a lot of paperwork. I mean, that happened really fast. And so, you know, really haven't had him out on the field much, but intelligent young man. And, you know, with what we know of each other at this point, you know, he seems like he's going to get along with this football team. And, you know, there's just a lot of work to do with him still yet.
Logan Robinson.
Hey, Coach. Hope you're having a good evening. What are your thoughts on Jared Burris? You get a true first ball scrimmage with him. Coach Norvell told him he had a few flashes, and he also sets the tone for a lot of fall camp for the defense. What were your thoughts tonight on Jared Burris?
Yeah, I mean, Jared's still trying to find, I don't want to say his place on the defense, but, you know, his personality is, you know, he's obviously a very confident young man. And his physical skills are really there. We got to continue to work on his technique, just his, not his pace of play, because he plays extremely fast, but, you know, pace of play sometimes is, you know, when you can play fast, when you can react to blocks, when you should, you know, work different techniques. And, you know, JP's doing a really good job with that position. That's been a really strong position for us. And, you know, Jared's going to help us play good defense this year. It's just, we can't rep him enough right now. I think putting him in the different situations, different calls, different reactions that he's going to get from the offense, you know, he was definitely something that we wanted to get out on that field for a good set and try to get him a maximum number of reps. And excited to look at that tape tonight for him. He's definitely somebody I'm looking forward to putting some bullet points down for to help continue to him grow, because he wants to be the best, and we want to help him do that.
Matt, you got the last one.
Okay. Adam, I want to ask, what kind of identity do you want this defense to take on going into the season, and how have you seen these guys maybe start to build up to that kind of feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I want everything we do to be done with great pace, with how we teach, to how we learn, to how we communicate. You know, I think the ability to, you know, play fast, react fast, respond quickly, you know, those are all things that we want to make sure that we have. You know, we need to play smart, you know, that, whether that's penalty free, whether it's with adjustments, whether that's playing together, whether it's with rotations. I think we've got to be a step ahead of our opponent by knowing ourselves great. And then, you know, we got to play with a great toughness. And I think, you know, toughness shows up in different ways. You know, it's toughness shows up in red zone defense, toughness shows up in tackling, toughness shows up in us being that process-driven defense where, you know, whether it's this scrimmage or how we show up tomorrow and how we take the coaching or, you know, how we take some of the success that happened tonight, whatever all that is, you know, we've got a long ways to go. And, you know, we've got high expectations here. This is Florida State. And, you know, to play defense here, you know, we want to raise the bar of where we have been. We've got a long way to go. But I do like the people that we have in that room. And, you know, they're driven. And, you know, people, you know, it's important for us to help this football team win football games. And we got to keep points off the board. We got to be physical in all aspects. And, you know, I just want us to be able to step up when this team needs us consistently throughout the year, whatever that takes.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Hope everybody has a good evening.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I'm good. You said you had to raise your hand for real in real life? Come on, man.
I did.
Come on, man.
It seemed to work out for me very well.
What's going on?
So what would you say you guys did well today during the scrimmage, and then maybe some things that you want to improve on, you know, heading into this upcoming week?
I think those backs ran hard, you know. I think they did a good job of creating, you know, yards after contact, and, you know, and when they got the ball, they did some special things. I think the biggest thing we want to work on is basically just situational awareness, which will come. You know, we're kind of just at the point where we're going through the install, and you just kind of calling plays. But as those situations pop up, you know, it's not like, hey, in practice, in a regular practice without scrimmaging, you say, hey, this is third and long period. Hey, this is third and short period. Now it's you got to be able to go from, you know, third and short to first and 10 to big play to minus play, and they have to, you know, put themselves in those situations of things that can and cannot happen. I think as that progresses, that's something we definitely got to improve on greatly.
Corey Clark? Corey, we can't hear you. No. Corey, we're going to skip you and go to Kurt. Kurt?
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We can talk about your unit, obviously. I know Coach Revelle talked you were without a few guys and kind of had to shuffle a few guys around maybe to spots or with guys they had been before. How did you kind of think your unit as a whole handled that?
No, I mean, it's good to have available bodies to be able to do it. You know, we threw some young guys in there with the older guys and got them some good work. That's the best way to learn. So I was pleased with the willingness to go out there and fight and scramble, you know, and we got to look at it. And the same thing I said about the whole offense, we got to know when that front changes and things kind of get moving, you know, how to where play with your eyes and how to adjust and how to play through some fatigue. You know, in practice, a lot of times you got 3 and 4 play rotations. You know, now you get into a scrimmage, you got 6 to 8 to 12 play drives, you know. So learning how to fight through those things, get to the end of those drives fatigue that'll come as we're working through this. But what I was pleased with the young guys was just the willingness to go out there and scrap it up a little bit.
Corey?
We good now? Sweet. Hey, I was going to ask you, too, about the young guys, Alex. And, you know, Mike said that they had to play, you know, some of them got pushed up into roles. Maybe they weren't, you know, maybe they weren't with guys they hadn't blocked with before.
Yep.
And I guess when you're looking at it, how do you balance knowing that they have a lot of work to do because they're young and they're going up against really good players,
yep,
and also not wanting to use that as an excuse and want them to push forward and make plays?
Oh, it's never an excuse. You know, once you're out there, we're believing that the standard is the same once you touch the field and the unit sends those guys out there. So the standard doesn't change when they're out there. Now, you know, we come back and we grade the film because that's the best way you learn is you work. You know, nobody's – you know, learning how to play this game in the sideline watching with a notepad. You got to go out there and you got to play the game. You got to be in those situations and you got to get your real life speed. Like, the reality of it is today was their measuring stick. So I get to see how they really are. You know, we still learn each other. Some of them just got here. So today, that was their measuring stick. We'll grade it, get it to them, and then I get to watch them improve. And the guys that show the improvement from today to the next scrimmage, those are the real ones, is what I told them, you know. So, or those are the ones that show that they're ready to go kind of go out there and compete. So I thought today was a great measuring stick, and I can't wait to see who puts in the work to improve from the beginning of the measuring stick or get to the end.
Matt?
Alex, quarterback play, we know Jordan obviously
is
stepped up, but what did you see from some of the other guys, Tate, maybe AJ specifically?
What I liked about, you know, of course, Jordan, I thought he had a really solid day. You know, he created some plays, he got the ball downfield a little bit, kept the offense moving to change. I thought Tate is really, you know, getting, I mean, I think he's really good with his decision-making. You know, I think his decision-makers have been on point. I think he's seeing the field a lot clearly. And, I mean, he's been improving, though. And AJ, I thought, had some stress early. You know, had to come through some adversity, but then when he responded, he got to see that smile that AJ loves to show. So once that smile came and he kind of settled in and had a little fun and he kind of relaxed and he started making some plays. So, I mean, he had a big play down there with Deuce. I mean, that was a fantastic throw. So I think all those guys collectively are showing a lot of improvement, and we've thrown a lot on them. You know, we're not limited to this thing. We're throwing a lot on them. We got a lot of things in, a lot of, you know, checks and answers and things like that. So we're not holding back. So it's been challenging, but I like the progress that they're making.
Two players who Coach Norvell brought up earlier, you mentioned one of them just now is Deuce Spann, making some plays today. Guys, what did you see from him today? What have you seen from him this entire preseason? And the other player I wanted to ask you about was Rodney Hill, a young guy who seems like he's definitely had his moment so far.
Yeah, Deuce got to shine a little bit today to showcase his talent, which we knew what he had. So I think as he grows confident and comfortable, you know, we'll get to see him keep progressing. Rodney, you know, another one, you know, we just throwing him out there, you know, letting him get those reps and letting him go against, he going against some older competition too. He was in there a couple of times with the older group. So just letting them guys get a feel and get and see what it's like and keep progressing and giving them more film to coach off and giving them more situations, you know, and just, I think that's been the blessing of camp is that we're getting those guys in those situations. And it's not just, hey, you got to rip all these other guys. These guys are just watching and holding bags. No, man, we got some young guys getting some good work.
That's one.
Your thoughts again on Coach Demetri Emanuel? Just, I mean, it was several years ago, but just how much has he sort of grown, do you think, in the time since you last had him in Charlotte to what you've seen now about a week and change here at camp?
Yeah, well, me just fighting, you know, because I think he's getting used to, you know, he told me, he said, man, y'all practice. I mean, we get some reps in around here and then in some work. So I think he's adjusting to that. But I think he's fighting and showing a lot of toughness. And I think he's earned the respect in that room of a worker. So I've been pleased. And Meech is, you know, be able to come in the unit and kind of become a part of the unit rather quickly, where he just kind of blends in with the group. So I think the group has accepted him. And I think, you know, pushing forward, he's going to help us.
Alex, I asked Mike this earlier about the identity of this team going into this season. He mentioned the no-lay. I want to ask you, what does the no-lay way mean for you?
Well, when he talks about the no-lay, number one, we want to play smart. You know, we want to make sure, you know, Coach always says, you know, knowledge is our greatest power. So what we want to do is make sure our minds are locked in, our focus is locked in, and we want to make sure that we have the cheat codes to the game, where we know where guys lined up and movements in front. We want to play with our mind first. And then once we do that, we play faster. So now, once I'm focused and I got the cheat codes, I play a little bit faster. Now that I play a little faster, I get my fundamental, my technique down. Now I play more physical. So it's like that growing process of, all right, I got the information. I'm playing a little faster. Now I'm getting more technical. And then all I got to do is finish. And that's we talk about the no-way finishing everything that we do. So that's kind of that step process of how to become a great player and play in the no-way. So, you know, we're seeing that right in front of our eyes kind of developing. It's been fun. You know, I'm pretty sure you see every coach that comes up here, we're having a good time with these guys and we're getting some work in.
As well.
I don't know, it all kind of blends together everything with run game, help with the pass game, help with the run game, but what have you seen from the receivers and Jordan and Tate in this pass game? And is it going to kind of open things up for the run game, you think, this coming season for you guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all, you know, when we're in fall camp, it's not really more of like a, hey, we're going to, it's more like installing, putting guys in position to make plays and just calling plays like you're scheming the defense. So it's just more like we're just really still installing and still getting that things down and putting guys in position to kind of showcase their talent. But I do think we have guys that can make plays. So if we got guys that make plays, that's what opens up everything. So, you know, making sure we got guys in the right spot, making sure we're showcasing what they can do, that's still the ongoing process, and that's what opens things up, is making sure we got the right guys on the field who's making the plays and being productive.
Anything else for Coach? Okay, we're all set. Thank you.
No doubt.
Hey, JP, Mike talked about you guys doing more live special team stuff, that's something you and him agreed upon during the offseason that you thought was needed. How much do you see the benefits of that in today's instance where you got a little bit more work there?
Well, I think where we are as a team, it was a necessary adjustment for us to make to our fall camp schedule. You know, the first couple of years, it was really about establishing the fundamentals and techniques and trying to figure out who the right guys were for the units. Going into year three, we have a lot more experience, a little bit more of a veteran presence on our team's units. And our installation and our progression and our teaching has been a little bit at a faster pace than it's been in the past. So Coach and I both thought it was the right thing to do to incorporate some more live element into the scrimmage sessions. And I think also the addition of us having the ability to work a little bit more with the guys in the summer than we ever have in the past, has certainly been a help for us in terms of our development on special teams.
I know a number of the new guys have been kind of the guys working back there on return, both kick and punt. How much have those guys, Deuce, Trey, Micah, really revolutionized kind of the return game for you potentially this year?
Well, I mean, those three guys were all, important additions to our roster, in what they do offensively, but then also what they bring to the table from a special teams perspective. I know it's what we need as a program, some consistency at the returner spot. Those three guys are doing a really good job, in addition to some other guys that are on the roster, that were on the roster before. But, I've really liked what I've seen in these first nine practices from all three of those guys that you referenced.
How did you guys do on the edge as far as like Jared's play today and what you got from Derek and other guys that worked that position for you?
It was a pretty solid day in terms of how we played on the edge. I did feel like we got some pass rush, especially early on. I thought from an assignment standpoint, it was pretty clean. And we played a lot of guys. We played all nine of the guys that are in camp at defensive end, played pretty significant reps today with the first group. We repped Derek, Jared, Dennis Briggs, Pat Payton, and Leonard Warner all took reps at different times with the first group, and Byron Turner did it as well a couple times. So I tried to operate it like it was a game from a defensive line perspective, where we did have a first group, second group, and third group. But as series went on and drives developed, I had it in my mind what I wanted the final rep count to be, and I felt comfortable repping a bunch of different guys with that first unit.
I guess half the battle with Jared, according to Coach Fuller, is just desire. Jared does have that desire to want to be the best. I mean, I know reps is really what it's going to come down to, but what does he need to really kind of develop here for you guys to feel comfortable with what he can be to kind of fill the void left behind? And, I mean, can it be done in a preseason camp, or is it just going to come down to games in the fall?
No, I think every single day is an opportunity for Jared to improve on the things that he needs to improve on. To me, he has the want to, he has the strength, he has the quickness, he has the long speed, he has the toughness, he has all those things, that the ingredients that you want for a defensive end. Where he really needs to just continue to develop is, he's an unfinished product. So from a fundamental technique, and then also from within our scheme, all those are areas that he needs to continue to grow. But the way he approaches practice and his type of work ethic, as long as he stacks up day after day after day of incremental improvement, he'll be where he needs to be. I'm very confident of that heading into the fall.
Corey?
Yeah, JP, I was going to actually try to sneak two questions in here. Number one, the kickers. How have you liked Fitzgerald and the two punters in practice, and then obviously tonight? And then Dennis Briggs, Coach Fuller and Coach Norrell, will talk, of course, Norvell, talked about him being a special guy, or he could be a special player. Why? Why do they say that? And do you think he could be like a an impact like Kieran Thomas?
I'll start with the Dennis Briggs. Dennis has that unique skill set of size and speed and athleticism. So for us, we feel like he presents a problem for offenses in terms of the run game, because it's like having a defensive tackle body type on the edge. But he also has the athleticism to rush the passer. Now, his skill set in terms of a pass rush is going to be a little bit more of a power rush mentality, but he absolutely has a very good pass rushing skill set. So I think your comparison and analogy to Kier is on point. That's what we're looking for out of him. That was one of the reasons why we moved him out there, is because we felt like he could provide that same physical nature at the defensive end spot. So I'm really excited about him as a player and what he's able to bring to the table. In terms of the kickers, I'll start first with the place kickers. I think Ryan's had a very solid camp. He's approached his day-to-day exactly how I would have expected him to. He's hitting the ball fairly well. And I've been pleased with him. You know, Aiden Shariari has taken the majority of the reps as the backup place kicker. And really, he's had a very good camp. You know, he came off an ACL from a couple springs ago. And really, this fall was the first time I feel like he's all the way back. So I've been pleased with his development. In terms of the punters, with the exception of one day that wasn't his best, I feel like Alex Mastromano's had the best fall camp that he's had since he's been here. He's consistent with his ball striking. He's really kind of added, some elements to his game that, I'll kind of refrain from getting into too specifically. But he's really done a nice job in terms of how he's approached this camp and his improvement. And I'm really excited about Max Schimento. He is the freshman that this is his first fall camp. He's had some really, really good days. He's got to continue to become consistent, but he absolutely has a high ceiling. So I do feel good about the specialist spot.
Has one.
Byron Turner's a guy who really couldn't give you guys a lot in practices last season. How does that make whatever he's doing for you guys right now that much more impressive? What are your kind of expectations for him, you think, after a scrimmage and now that you've seen him play?
Well, the thing about Byron is he plays exceptionally hard with a high motor. And really, the way I kind of look at Byron is this is like his true freshman year. Because he didn't have that opportunity with the surgery that he had a year ago to really have that the same experience that like a Pat Payton had, where he had that whole fall to continue to develop. Byron lost that. So, to me, he's still going through his development phase as a freshman. And if you take it from that perspective, he's way ahead of the curve. And I think most of the reason that is the case is because of just his toughness and his attitude in terms of how he plays the game.
Anything else for Coach? All right, we're all set.
Thank you. All right, thank you guys.